Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While the world has been occupied with news about the death of Michael Jackson, interesting events have taken place in Europe, overshadowed again by events taking place in Iran and in North Korea and in other places. But these decisions which have been reached in Europe this last week are very important. And I'd like to read to you from an article which was published by Der Spiegel Online, dated June 19. It says, Friday's deal, that's last Friday's deal in Brussels, paving the way forward for a second referendum on the Lisbon Treaty in Ireland, is the most important decision taken in Europe this year. The treaty, which will bring widespread reforms to the European Union and give its institutions greater power, could go into effect before the end of the year. Then the EU would get a president, a foreign minister, and the role of the European Parliament would be strengthened considerably. And behind this decision are concessions which the European Union has been making to Ireland, wooing them into accepting the Lisbon Treaty through their people, and they have another referendum coming very soon. But why is this important for us here in the United States? Because the Bible tells us that when Europe unites, and the Bible says clearly that it will unite very soon, that this is not good news for the United States. The relationship between Europe and Germany in particular on the one hand, and the United States on the other, hasn't been that great for quite a while. This has started perhaps more so than before with the presidency of President Bush on the one hand and the chancellorship of Gerhard Schröder on the other in Germany. But when Mr. Obama became the president, people had thought that perhaps now things will become better. But that is not correct. Let me read to you from another article by Der Spiegel Online dated June 23. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is traveling to Washington this week to discuss a financial crisis and climate change with U.S. President Barack Obama. Two issues where Germany and the U.S. are deeply divided. It goes on to say, a clash of cultures is raging between Berlin and the United States on the issue of financial policy. The German Chancellor considers the Americans' offensive monetary policy to be dangerous. And this is not the only publication which brings that out. Deutsche Welle wrote something very similar on June 24. It says that the report between the old allies has deteriorated in recent months. Economic policy is not the only source of tension. Other matters have conspired to poison the atmosphere. Today, Friday, June 26, Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Obama appeared in front of the cameras and they talked about their meeting. Originally, she was supposed to be honored in the Rose Garden, but due to a very bad weather situation, the meeting took place inside the White House. Now let me read to you some excerpts from their statements in front of the cameras, in front of the press, but don't you get fooled by the niceties you're going to hear. First of all, in regards to the financial economic situation, Mrs. Merkel said, you, talking to Mr. Obama, have made important decisions in the United States to combat financial crises in the United States. There is great success between the United States and Germany I thought not possible a year ago. Mr. Obama responded, part of the reason for me having a warm spot in my heart for Germany is that I like Chancellor Merkel a lot. She is smart and practical, and I trust her when she says something. And then insofar as the climate change is concerned, well, Mr. Obama did say that the EU has been moving faster on the issue than the US. I have been blunt and frank with Chancellor Merkel on the issue of climate change. And Mrs. Merkel responded, I am extremely gratified that the president is committed to this issue. Well, these are some niceties. Not much is actually being said, but it still flies into the face completely to what is being reported about their relationship, which is not good. I mean, even those who are close to Mr. Obama and close to Mrs. Merkel have said the two just don't get along. Like, for instance, Mr. Bush and Mr. Schröder didn't get along. Now, why is this interesting? Why is it interesting that the relationship between the United States and Germany in particular is deteriorating? It's very interesting because the Bible has prophesied this to happen in these end times a long, long time ago. That's part of fulfilled prophecy. We find that the United States of Europe will be a most powerful force in the world, much more powerful ultimately than the United States. And there are reasons for that. The reasons are that it's prophesied. Now, this is not good news for the United States. This is not good news for Germany or Europe either, because Christ talked about a great tribulation, and a United States of Europe will have a great part to play in this development. But it has taken a while. In 1957, the Treaty of Rome was signed by the six original member states, and then gradually Europe was coming together. It was coming together when the Berlin Wall fell, almost 20 years ago. It was coming even more together when they adopted a European currency, the EU, or the Euro, I should say, almost 10 years ago. Can you imagine this took place 10 years ago? Today, can you even imagine a world without the Euro? A Euro which has been, from the outset, predestined, if you please, to become the most powerful currency in the world. Why? Because the Bible has prophesied it. But the Bible has also prophesied that it's going to be Europe, not the United States of America, which is going to intervene militarily in the Middle East in the not-too-distant future when they have their unified army they are working on. These are tremendously important and tremendously interesting developments. You don't hear too much in the press because they don't know what to look for. They think a United States of Europe is going to be great news. That's something we should desire. No, we should not. But it's going to happen because the Bible prophesies it. And we are here to tell you what is prophesied. And we tell you what is happening in the light of biblical prophecy. We are not taking any positions. I am originally from Germany. I don't like to see what's happening over there now and what is going to happen in the near future. But this is what is prophesied, and so we have to tell you these things. And I hope that you will carefully consider the news in the light of biblical prophecy, that you keep listening to what we have to tell you, and that you will see more and more that what we tell you is true, not because we are so smart, but because we do understand what the Bible says in its word, and we believe it. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.